Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
I can understand how, from a parent's perspective, the idea of a child going and doing a qualification online or using an online platform can raise within you so much insecurity, right? I can completely understand that. And I can understand how a young person coming from a place where there is not enough money for them to go to a university, or they probably can't get the good marks to study the thing that they want to study in university. And or at the same time, maybe because there's not much money at home, they're forced to work and study while they're working. And then you also get those who are already working and they look at themselves and understand and realize that I'm working, I have a wife, I have a child, I don't have enough time to sit in a classroom and actually study every day and finish this course that I'm doing. So what's the alternative for me? So I can understand for all those scenarios why a person would opt for studying online. While at the same time, there's a lot to discuss about the authenticity and the legitimateness. And I think forget even the legitimacy, but also just whether these online qualifications will even get you work to begin with. And that's the conversation that I'd like us to have today. Now, from a young person's perspective, there are many reasons that young people would push to do online qualifications, right? Where the emerging relevance of online certifications, they do open doors and opportunities for young people that don't currently exist in university. So, for example, my qualification is in marketing. And the one thing I can say with absolute certainty is when I was studying marketing, right up to the point when I finished, the thing called digital marketing had not yet entered into universities. So that was not an opportunity that was open for me by my university at the time, because a lot of universities hadn't yet adopted digital marketing, and especially considering how fast and quickly digital marketing evolves. Here's a good example, right? When I finished university, there was no TikTok. In fact, Instagram was probably not even as advanced as it is right now. But now we're living in a situation where TikTok is a thing, and as a result, Reels is a thing, Shorts are a thing. So the landscape of digital media and how it's consumed has completely changed, which has opened doors for people to make money as influencers existing only on the platform of TikTok. And that never used to be a thing. Now you have people who are brand managers for influencers, and that never used to be a career. And you cannot find universities that adapt and change quick enough to be able to teach you these ever-evolving industries and how they work and how you can build a business or even seek work around those industries. So right now, we're living in an era where listening right now are young people who are working for YouTube channels, companies that have YouTube channels, and these companies need YouTube channel managers. Where are you going to get that qualification, right? You might be sitting there thinking to yourself, no, go get the university qualification, then go do this side hustle gig thing. But here's the news I have for you. Companies having YouTube channels is no longer a side thing. It is the core fundamental part of their business, right? I know multiple companies that use their YouTube channels. I mean, there's a company called Nothing. Literally, that's what the company is known as, Nothing. If you go on YouTube and search for Nothing or Nothing Phone, you'll definitely see them. They have a YouTube channel that's approaching 1 million subscribers right now. And there's many other companies that are doing the same, because these companies are starting to realize the fact that if they grow an audience on YouTube, they build brand loyalty through making authentic content that resonates with their customers. People who not only become people who like their content, and they don't have to advertise to them. They don't have to go and pay huge amounts of money just for advertising. I mean, think about this yourself, right? Think about this from your own perspective. Each and every one of us have a bank account. Each and every one of us shop at a Checkers or at some supermarket where we buy food and take those groceries home. So we all buy groceries. Imagine if your bank had a YouTube channel where you could go and watch and get financial advice, not from someone dressed in a bank uniform, but someone who's like you and I, someone who has been through what you and I have been through, and who can actually tell you that this is the best way to budget your money. They're actually giving you advice on how to increase your income every month, how to make sure that it lasts you the whole month, and giving you ideas on where to invest. While at the same time, if you follow that advice, the bank then benefits because your income increases while the bank's revenue increases as well. You can clearly see that there's a symbiotic relationship there where they provide you with educational content that's also entertaining. But at the same time, the content is not, you know, being given to you by someone in a suit or by a company that's always trying to sell you something. It's just someone who's trying to earnestly teach you how to use your money and teach you how to better invest your money. You can clearly see how the relationship there is very symbiotic and mutually beneficial. So now take that and just scale it out. Right? Move it into Cecil teaching you how, giving you videos and teaching you how petroleum works and how many things are, how many products in South Africa use gas and oil and all of these things. And you're better informed and how to seek for jobs in Cecil or a place like Eskom. How does electricity work? Imagine those videos being out there. But I mean videos that are very authentically made. Now, I'm focusing on YouTube for now, but I'm just pointing out the very point that we were making in last week's conversation, where we were talking about the different emerging careers. Right now, I want us to take those emerging careers and ask ourselves, where does one study for those careers? Now, here's another part of the conversation I want to introduce. And it's the fact that it's the very big companies that are hiring people that offer online courses. So what does that mean? One can look at it, I mean, there's the one side where you can think cynically and think to yourself, no, they just want us to go and spend time studying these things, and they're doing their corporate social investment, right, where they're investing back into society so they can claim it back from their tax and pretending like they need people to go and study. There is that cynical view, and there are companies that do that, which is why when it comes to online qualifications, you really need to do your research. You need to try and find people online who have done those courses and have actually found work. For example, I know that Google offers a lot of courses, right? In coding, in digital marketing, in becoming especially in the field of IT and et cetera, right? IT and marketing, because they are an advertising company after all, the biggest in the world. And then at the same time, they're also a technology company, so it benefits them to have people that are capable in terms of web development, software design, people who understand cybersecurity. So they offer those courses in some cases for free, but in other cases, you pay something like 200 to 500 rand a month, and you have a Google recognized certificate. And as a result, Google in itself also has relationship with other institutions as well, where you can go and apply for those to do a degree at those institutions from these qualifications. In South Africa, one of the most prominent platforms is Udemy, but there are international ones as well, right? Udemy is recognized. If you go onto the Udemy website and scroll right down, you'll see that it's funded and recognized by many, many companies, not only just in South Africa, like companies like FNB, companies like Eskom, companies like Sanlam. There's a lot of companies, not all of these ones are listed at the bottom there, Nedbank, but you can go there and actually look at some of the companies that are listed there. And those are some of the companies that recognize Udemy. So if you have a Udemy qualification on your LinkedIn profile, it will become not recognized. And that's another thing I want to touch on, the fact that online certifications are not only good for starting a career, but they're also good for building a career and advancing further into a career. So, for example, if you're already working in IT, or you're already working in project management, or you're already working in whatever field, it's important for you to understand that you can further yourself in that field by studying certain online courses And actually, that will allow you to advance your knowledge in that field, your understanding of how to apply the theory that you already have in a better way. Like, how do you take your career and actually apply it internationally, right? Like, what are people in accounting doing in Australia? You know, you're not going to get that course here in South Africa, but there are people who teach such courses online that help you understand how to migrate your skills that you've gained in South Africa and how to make them applicable in other markets and environments. This is a very broad topic that I'm very excited about, and we're going to be exploring it a bit more in future, right? Because that's what we're covering this month, just doing some of these alternative careers and looking at how to acquire skills for these careers. Some of us don't even realize that there are so many jobs that never existed before that are not going to become available. They are already available. You know, people that work as video editors for YouTubers, people that work as analysts, right? Data analysts for content creators, people that work as digital, I mean, whatever the case may be, there's so many things. Video game town developers, like you literally work as a person who develops a town or a city for a video game developer so that it can exist in the digital world. There's so many opportunities that are opening up, but because we don't open our minds to the fact that some of these jobs can only be made accessible to us through online courses. And I'm not saying that we should abandon all universities for the sake of online courses. I'm saying some of us are in circumstances where these online courses are all we have. And as a result, we should understand and research their legitimacy and understand and go and find out who has done this that is actually working and would it benefit me if I actually did this. So I think I'm going to leave you there, right, and ask you the question of, would you do an online course? If not, what is your reasoning behind it? And have you actually looked behind the legitimacy of these online careers and found out if it would be something that would benefit you or a loved one?
Underrated careers. Could esports and YouTube and vlogging be the careers of the future? That is our topic for discussion, and I am so excited to weigh in about it at this moment, because the career that I chose is being a pastor, which I think most people know by now if you're listening to the show, that I'm a pastor of Korea. And I've been faced with this question a couple of times in the recent past, because people have been matriculated and then they wanted to keep their kids to go to universities. We've got Nelson Mandela University close to us, and then of course Stellenbosch and everywhere. And then these kids say that they don't want to study, they want to become a YouTuber. Now, could this be career choices of the future? Now, I'm the first one to say that absolutely yes, they can become career choices of the future. However, and this is the part that I think that most matriculants neglect to see, or choose perhaps not to see, is the fact that they think, and I've noticed this, perhaps I should say that I've noticed this with kids, not kids, young adults in my church that want to make this a career path. I've noticed it with them, that, listen, it can be a career path and I want you to pursue it, but please, please, please do realize that it won't be easier than studying to get a degree. I've noticed that people tend to think that it's going to be difficult to study, so they don't want a degree, so they would much rather focus on doing something on YouTube or whatever the case might be, which is cool. I am a consumer of YouTube, let me put it out there. I love watching YouTube. I love watching shows on YouTube, so I'm all for YouTube. But again, I need to tell you that doing a career in esports is not... You shouldn't choose the career because you think it's going to be easier than what it is to actually have a different career. Now, here's the interesting part. The guys that I follow on Instagram, not Instagram, rather, the guys that I follow on YouTube that has successful YouTube channels are successful in their YouTube channels because they have some sort of other career. most of them. So there's this guy that I follow. He's a luthier by career. Now, what's a luthier? Luthier is the very fancy term for a guy that makes electric guitars, or make guitars in actual fact. But he makes guitars. He's called Crimson Guitars. That's the channel on YouTube. Go check it out. It's going to be, it is exciting, however. But you need to realize that he was making guitars before he had a successful YouTube channel of making guitars. I'm not going to watch someone that makes guitars and play guitar without them actually being able to make guitar and play guitar, if that makes sense. The other people that I'll check is this guy. He builds, you must have seen it by now, it's called Ants Canada. He builds this massive terrariums in which he houses ants, and I think he's got an alligator in one, and he's got these various things. His field of study was, if I'm not mistaken, it's not herpetology, but it's somewhere, it's one of the sciences, one of the natural sciences, in which he studied plants and ants and insects and animals and stuff. He did that in order for him to know the terrarium world better, in order for him, the way he started the YouTube channel. You need to be informed to start the YouTube channel. Now, I've been talking for the last couple of minutes only on YouTube. Now, let's head over to esports. Do you know how many South African rugby players we have that play rugby? We've got loads, to be totally honest. We've got, every school has got a couple hundred, probably, in where I stay. We've got a couple of hundred. Do you know how many people are South African Springboks in South Africa? Might be wrong, but I think we're sitting at about, in the total rugby career of South Africa as a nation, when we were allowed to play international rugby, last 70 years, probably more, 80, you would notice that we are sitting with about 400 Springboks. Guys that has actually worn the Springbok jersey. I might be wrong, sorry for that, but I know it's not a lot. Right, 400. That, I use that as an example to point out to you that that is sort of the same ratio that you're working with in order for you to be an esports, I don't even know what you call it, an esports athlete, let's call it for that, in order for you to be an esports athlete. There is definitely a career path in esports that you can pursue, and by all means pursue it with all your heart. But do realize, and this is the most important thing, and I've said it right in the beginning and I'm saying it here again, don't think you can do it because it's easier. It's easy money, and it's going to be easier than getting a degree and starting a career. It's not. Again, having just looked at the ratios, chances of you being successful with YouTube and esports as opposed to a normal career are very, very slim.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.